This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. The next guest in this edition is Marty Padgett, executive editor of thecarconnection.com. He joins me now to explain how the auto industry is reacting to the Obama administration rejecting the restructuring plans of Chrysler and GM submitted back in February, and also ordering the removal of General Motors CEO Rick Wagoner. And Marty, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having us.
Was this something that came as a surprise, or were these automakers expecting to get the thumbs down, at least initially, here from the Obama administration?
I think they were expecting to get some more time, but probably not in the blunt way that the administration put forward. I think everyone was surprised not only by the language in the assessments of their turnaround plans, but also in Rick Wagoner's overnight departure. It was a shocking move.
And obviously, General Motors now has a new interim CEO. Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm called him a sacrificial lamb. Others say that while they're not necessarily sorry to see him go, because obviously the company's not doing very well financially, the idea of the government calling shots like this is a bit troubling. What's been the reaction inside the industry to the administration essentially saying, if you want any further government help, you have to get rid of this CEO?
I think the first part of that is the right kind of tough love. Within the industry, people are divided. Some people are saying that, you know, Wagoner wasn't able to fix these problems. But to me, he's like the guy who's been able to rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic the longest. You look at the CEOs in the past of GM, like Roger Smith, who specifically started Saturn to make Chevrolet dealers angry. There are some things in GM's past that it should be far less proud of. Wagoner really kept the company alive in its current form much longer than anyone really had a right to expect.
But in terms of the government action here, is this something they say, well, we need the money and we have to get it from Washington, so these are some things we'll have to accept, or are they a little bit leery about what else might be coming down the pike if they want this money?
Oh, I think everyone in Detroit doesn't know what shoe is going to drop next. They've seen three or four shoes drop already. You know, the problem is once you take the government bailout money, you are subject to their whims. And the next round of this is cleaning out the board of directors at GM. And you're going to find a lot of government-friendly faces on it. And you begin to wonder, what's the withdrawal plan? You know, how do they get out of GM? And I think the good thing is that Obama's come out and said, look, we're favoring bankruptcy because that's the cleanest way to do this. But how that's structured and how it's going to proceed and how quickly it can go and what people think of GM and Chrysler on the other end of it becomes really important.
How is the industry reacting to the idea of a bankruptcy? A few months ago, of course, Marty, they came here to Washington, and Rust Belt lawmakers were all saying along with them that bankruptcy is not an option because customers will run from us in droves, not knowing if what they buy will have service guarantees and all sorts of other things down the road. Are they looking more favorable towards this idea now?
I think gradually over the last 3 months, GM came to accept that it was probably the only way out. You know, if Rick Wagoner was a more selfish person, maybe he would have considered bankruptcy filing before they took the TARP money, because really that would have been his chance to preserve his role in this. But he didn't. He tried to stretch it out and make it a solution that didn't have to go to Chapter 11. And unfortunately, it was just not going to work with GM's debt somewhere over $60 billion.
And so what do you believe that the companies will be focusing now on the next 30 days? Obviously, Chrysler's been given that time to finalize the deal with Fiat, which looks like it probably will happen. And then GM has 60 days to retool its plan. What are they going to be focusing on there?
Well, Chrysler does have 30 days. I would caution anyone to think that a deal with Fiat is easy or necessarily down on paper. It really, GM started in 2000 buying an interest in a Fiat stake, and it never worked the way they intended it to. So I'm going to watch Chrysler a little bit more carefully. I just don't know if it's going to come to the fruition that they wanted. For GM, the next 60 days are clear. Separate the worthwhile business assets from the rest of the stuff and find the pieces of good GM to carry forward, like the banking example. Here's the stuff that's worth saving. Here's the stuff that needs to be sold off to satisfy some of the debt. And then Chapter 11, that part of the company.
What's this all going to mean in terms of employment at these automakers?
The brands that GM is getting rid of don't account for as much of their market share, but it's what happens afterward, how long they'll be able to keep sales going. You know, I think there's a real chance here that Ford could pass GM in sales in a year and a half or so, given the wind-out from a Chapter 11 filing and probably consumer shrinking back even a little bit more from buying a GM car.
What's the status at Ford? They clearly haven't taken any bailout money yet. Are they still doing well enough that won't need to be an option for them?
They've been saying that they have until the end of the year. They have a lot more fuel-efficient vehicles in the pipeline, and you know the thing about Ford right now is they're in the catbird seat. When GM and Chrysler are having difficulties, Ford is out there competing at least in the brandscape with Toyota in offering a lot of hybrid vehicles. They haven't taken any of the TARP money. They've done their own restructuring. You know, they look like the company, if you want to buy an American car, they look like the one to turn to. You know, they're just going to benefit from everything that's going on, the chaos over at GM and at Chrysler.
We're talking with Marty Padgett. He's the executive editor at thecarconnection.com, as well as High Gear Media. Marty, about 60 seconds left here. Just go through the roadmap, if you can, for us over the next 6 months or so here, or actually even just within the next 60 days. What do you expect from the Obama administration then? Are they going to work closely enough with GM so that they will approve of this plan, or is there going to be a more drama come the end of May?
I think absolutely the government has the biggest voice now, not only they, but also the United Auto Workers. So whatever's developed between now and then is going to have everybody's blessing. And, you know, really, Rick Wagoner's resignation was a signal to the union that everybody's going to have to make concessions here. What the concessions are from the union remains to be seen, but really it's a kind of a clarion call that says this needs to be solved because this administration doesn't have the time to deal with a private company where we have this huge banking mess still to deal with. There are too many balls in the air. This needs to be resolved quickly.
Last 30 seconds. Do you get the sense that the government's going to be dictating the type of vehicles that are made in the off years here?
Well, they already are, and that is the failure of government that has brought us to where we are today. Government decided that they knew how to legislate emissions and safety and those things, and they did it without much insight into what people were actually buying. So, you know, the perfect storm for the car industry was cheap gas and really high fuel economy standards, and that's what we're seeing today, and couple in a financial crisis, and we're wiping out to the big names in the U.S. auto industry.
Marty, unfortunately, we'll have to call time there. Thank you, sir, very much, as always, for your time.
Thank you.
Marty Padgett, executive editor at thecarconnection.com and High Gear Media. This is Dateline Washington.